Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us. Amen. Glory to you, our God. Glory to you, O heavenly King, Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, who are present in all places and filling all things, Treasury of blessings and Bestower of life. Come and dwell in us, cleanse us of all stain, and save our souls, O good one. Holy God, holy mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. All Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, forgive us our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Holy One, look upon us and heal our infirmities for your name's sake. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us. Amen. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Come, let us bow and worship before the King, our God. Come, let us bow and worship before Christ, the King, our God. Come, let us bow and worship and fall down before the very Lord Jesus Christ, our King and our God. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your great mercy, and according to the multitude of your compassions, blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my iniquity, and my sin is ever before me. Against you only have I sinned and done this evil before you, that you might be justified in your words and prevail when you are judged. For behold, I was conceived in iniquities, and in sins did my mother bring me forth. For behold, you have loved truth, you have revealed to me the hidden and secret things of your wisdom. You shall sprinkle me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. You shall wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow. You shall make me hear joy and gladness. The bones that have been humbled shall rejoice. Turn your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and establish me with the governing spirit. I will teach transgressors your ways, and the ungodly shall return to you. Deliver me from blood guilt, O God, the God of my salvation. My tongue shall rejoice in your righteousness. O Lord, you will open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For had you desired sacrifice, I would have given it. You will not be pleased with whole burnt offerings. A sacrifice to God is a broken spirit, a broken and humbled heart God will not despise. Do good, O Lord, to Zion in your good pleasure, and let the walls of Jerusalem be built. Then shall you be pleased with a sacrifice of righteousness, with oblation and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon your altar. O God, hasten to my help. O Lord, be quick to help me. Let them be ashamed and confounded who seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and put to shame who desire my hurt. Let them soon be turned back with shame who say to me, "Well done, well done." Let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you, O God. And let those who love your salvation say continually, "The Lord be magnified." But I am poor and needy. Help me, O God. You are my helper and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. O Lord, hear my prayer. Give ear to my supplication in your truth. Hear me in your righteousness. And do not enter into judgment with your servant, for none living shall be justified before you. For the enemy has pursued my soul. He has cast my life down to the ground. He has set me in darkness like the dead of old, and my spirit has grown weary within me. My heart within me is troubled. I remembered days of old. I meditated on your deeds. I mused on the works of your hands. I stretched out my hands to you. My soul thirsts for you like a waterless land. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit has fainted. Do not turn your face from me, lest I be like those who go down into the pit. Let me hear your mercy in the morning, for I have set my hope in you. Make known to me, O Lord, the way in which I should walk, for I have lifted up my soul to you. Rescue me from my enemies, O Lord. I have fled to you for refuge. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your good spirit shall lead me in the land of uprightness. For your name's sake, O Lord, you will give me life. In your righteousness you will bring my soul out of trouble. And in your mercy you shall make my enemies perish, and destroy all those who afflict my soul, for I am your servant. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we glorify you, we thank you for your great glory, Lord God, heavenly King, Father, almighty Lord, only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, and you, O Holy Spirit, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sin of the world, hear our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are holy, you alone are Lord Jesus Christ, to the glory of God the Father, amen. I will bless you every night, and praise your name always and unto ages of ages. For Lord, you have been our refuge in generation and generation. I said, Lord, have mercy on me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. O Lord, to you have I fled for refuge, teach me to do your will, for you are my God. For in you is the fountain of life, and in your light shall we see light. O extend your mercy to those who confess you. Deem us worthy, O Lord, of passing this night without sin. Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of our fathers, and praiseworthy and glorious is your name forever. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us as we have placed our hope in you. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your commandments. Blessed are you, O Master, make me understand your commandments. Blessed are you, O Holy One, enlighten me with your commandments. O Lord, your mercy endures forever. Do not despise the work of your hands. It is proper to praise you, and hymns belong to you. Glory belongs to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever and to ages of ages. Amen.
In the deep of all, the infinite power overwhelmed Pharaoh's whole army. But the incarnate word annihilated pernicious sin. Exceedingly glorious is the Lord, for gloriously has he been glorified. O venerable Father Alexis, pray to God for us. In passing your immaculate and venerable life, O wise one, you traverse the most narrow way. Wherefore expand the narrowness of my mind, that I may praise you, O Alexis, who abide in the spaciousness of paradise. O venerable Father Alexis, pray to God for us. Having offered yourself wholly unto God, O blessed one, you transcended your body and the world. To fleeting riches did you prefer what is heavenly and abiding in the everlasting city of Sion, which has been promised to the faithful. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You loosed the barrenness of your mother's womb, being born like Samuel, O most noetically rich Father. And having conceived in the womb of your heart pure fear and the divine virtues, you through faith gave birth unto the Spirit of salvation, now and ever into the ages of ages. Amen. The co-beginningless Son had you, O Virgin, as the means by which he assumed our likeness, and he found you alone, O pure one, to be more pure than all of creation. Wherefore all we, the generations of mankind, hymn and bless you. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. You forsook the beauty of the world, exchanging transitory wealth for what is manifestly abiding and inviolable, O Alexis. Wherefore we glorify you with all the saints, and we radiantly celebrate on the day of your commemoration, asking that through your praise we obtain great mercy, O Blessed One. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Beyond understanding and unapproachable is the dread mystery of God wrought in you, O divinely joyous Sovereign Lady. For having conceived the Infinite One, you gave birth to him clad in the flesh taken from your most pure blood. Him do you ever entreat as your Son, O pure one, that our souls be saved. In Babylon the activity of the fire was once divided, for by the command of God it consumed the Chaldeans. But bedew the faithful who chant, bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. O venerable Father Alexis, pray to God for us. Unknown before by your parents, but revealed at the hour of your departure, you disclosed to them your secret, unto the glory of our God, who has greatly and fittingly glorified you, O glorious one. O venerable Father Alexis, pray to God for us. With a great voice the Lord revealed you to all Rome as a hidden treasure, lying in the guise of poverty and enriching with gifts of healing all who have recourse unto you with faith, O most noetically rich Father. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The kings and princes and priests of the people went down to bury you at God's behest, O Blessed One, and beholding the magnificent sight, they marveled at the wonders which you worked through the divine power of the Spirit. Now and ever into the ages of ages, amen. The lover of mankind was incorruptibly incarnate from your incorrupt womb, O Immaculate One, renewing us who of old became corrupt through the transgression of God's commandment, and he has delivered all from the corruption of sin, O Bride of God. the Son of the beginningless Father, God and Lord, has appeared to us incarnate of the Virgin, to enlighten those in darkness and to gather the dispersed. Therefore, the All Hymn Theotokos do we magnify. O Venerable Father Alexis, pray to God for us. God glorifies you, O Blessed One, for when carried to the grave, you poured forth healings, and the blind perceived light, and they who were mute perceived the power of speech. O all-glorious Alexis, O Venerable Father Alexis, pray to God for us. Born to your burial, O Father, and laid out, you were seen to be like the sun, most gloriously emitting rays of healing, driving away dark passions, burning up the demons, and enlightening the divinely wise. O Venerable Father Alexis, pray to God for us. The first among the patriarchs came to bury you, and the most Christ-loving emperor, the princes, senators, and young men, and choirs of monastics, sanctified by your touch, O Blessed One, at the behest of God. O Venerable Father Alexis, pray to God for us. You were born aloft on a chariot of the virtues, resting now among the ranks of the venerable in the assembly of the apostles and martyrs, patriarchs and all the righteous. With them remember us who honor you, O Alexis. Most Holy Theotokos, save us. We offer you the cry of Gabriel, O All Immaculate One, saying, Rejoice, O unplowed field. Rejoice, annulment of the curse. Rejoice, fount of living water. Boast of the venerable, O ever-virgin, Theotokos. O Venerable Father Alexis, pray to God for us. We know you to be a man of God, both in title and in deed, for you shone forth in the virtues, having endured boundless poverty and difficult circumstances on earth, and having made the faithful steadfast by your miracles. O Venerable Father Alexis, pray to God for us. With a desire which bedewed the flesh, you quenched the burning carnal passions, O Alexis, piously exchanging your chamber for a hut, and bodily delight for the divine likeness of the angels. With them do you pray that peace and great mercy be granted to our souls. O Venerable Father Alexis, pray to God for us. You remained unrecognized and distressed, O Wise One, at the gates of your sacred parents, as the servants of the household mocked you. In your time of need and dying, you were revealed through the wonders wrought by you, healing infirmities and expelling evil spirits. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen. My soul, which is grievously afflicted by evil passions, do you heal, O most holy birth giver of Christ, the healer and savior of all, who heals every wound, who was wounded by the devil's malevolence, and has rescued us from death. It is truly right to bless you, O Theotokos, as ever blessed and immaculate, and the Mother of our God, more honorable than the cherubim, and by far more glorious than the seraphim. Without corruption you gave birth to God the Word. O true Theotokos, we magnify you.
Holy God, holy mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy and immortal, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. All Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, forgive us our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Holy One, look upon us and heal our infirmities for your name's sake. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us. Amen.
O God of our fathers, whoever deal with us according to your compassion, deprive us not of your mercy, but through the prayers of the saints, direct our lives in peace. O Christ God, your church, clothed with the blood of your martyrs all over the world, as with purple and fine linen, cries out to you. Send your mercy upon your people, grant peace to your fold, and extend your great compassion upon our souls. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. To the souls of your servants, O Christ, grant rest among the saints, where there is no pain, no grief, no sighing, but only life without end. Now and ever into the ages of ages. Amen. Through the prayers of all the saints and of the Theotokos, grant us your peace, O Lord, and have mercy on us, for you alone are merciful.
Lord, have mercy, 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 Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, 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 Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, 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 Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. In every season and at every hour, in heaven and on earth, you are worshipped and glorified, O good God, long-suffering, rich in mercy, loving the just and compassionate to sinners, calling all to salvation by the promise of the blessings to come. Now, O Lord, at this very hour, receive our prayers and direct our lives in the way of your commandments. Sanctify our souls, purify our bodies, correct our thoughts, and make our knowledge whole and sober. Deliver us from all affliction, wrath, danger, and need. Surround us with your holy angels as with a rampart, so that protected and guided by their host, we may reach the unity of the faith and the knowledge of your unapproachable glory. For you are blessed to the ages of ages. Amen. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. More honorable than the cherubim, and by far more glorious than the seraphim, without corruption you gave birth to God the Word. O true Theotokos, we magnify you. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us. Amen. O Lord and Master of my life, drive from me the spirit of indifference, despair, lust for power, and idle chatter. Give to me instead, your slave, the spirit of integrity, humility, patience, and love. Yes, O Lord and King, let me look upon my own sins and refrain from judging others, for you are blessed to the ages of ages. Amen. O Lady, Bride of God, virginal, pure, immaculate, blameless, without stain or disgrace, who through your birth-giving brought together our fallen state and the things of heaven, O you only hope of the hopeless, help of the oppressed, ready protection of those who flee to you, and refuge of all Christians, despise me not, who am a wretched sinner, who have defiled myself with unclean thoughts, words, and deeds, and in my slothfulness have become a slave to the passions of life. But since you are the Mother of God, who is the lover of mankind, have mercy, have compassion on me, a sinner and a prodigal son. Accept this prayer from my impure lips, and with the power of your maternity, beg your Son, my Lord and my God, to open for me the depths of his loving kindness. Forgive my countless sins, convert me to true repentance, and make me faithful to his commands. O you who are compassionate, be my constant companion. In this present life, be with me as an intercessor, as a powerful help to turn away the assaults of my enemies, and to guide me to salvation. At the hour of my death, be with me to embrace my poor soul, and keep away the dreadful sight of wicked devils. On the terrible day of judgment, deliver me from eternal punishment, and make me an heir of your Son's glory. Through the grace and love for mankind of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him and to his eternal Father and to his all-holy, good, and life-giving Spirit, we send up glory, honor, and adoration, now and always, and to ages of ages. Amen. Now that we are about to lie down to sleep, grant us, O Master, the repose of our soul and body. Preserve us against the dark slumber of sin and against any impure satisfaction that roams around in the darkness of night. Quiet the assaults of our passions. Arrest the darts that the evil one insidiously throws at us. Still the commotions of our flesh, and calm all earthly and worldly feelings within us. Grant us, O Lord, a watchful mind, innocent thoughts, a sober heart, a gentle sleep free from evil dreams. At the hour of prayer, rouse us strong in the practice of your commands, and ever mindful of your desires. Give us the grace to sing your glory throughout the night, to praise, bless, and glorify your all-honorable and magnificent name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. O you most glorious, ever virginal and blessed Theotokos, commend our prayers to your Son, our God, and entreat him to save our souls through your intercession. The Father is my hope, the Son my refuge, the Holy Spirit my protection. O Holy Trinity, glory to you. All my hope I place in you, O Theotokos. Keep me under the wings of your protection. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison.